He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, July the 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, what do we have going on today? We have a pretty decent day happening so far out of the gate. We have the Dow up 58 points to 15,283. We have the S&P 500 up almost 5 points right now to 1645. We have the NASDAQ up a point, point and a half, call it, 3486. You know, Apple's gone back into a funk, hasn't it? It looked like maybe it was going to start gaining some traction. But I think every time Apple starts to gain traction, there's all these sellers just waiting for any kind of rally in the stock. And until all those people are gone from the stock, Apple's going to have a hard time gaining any traction. I still call it dead money. The 10-year yield is at 2.63% this morning. Boy, man, I can remember not too long ago we were talking about 1.63%. Entire percent. Higher than late last year. Gold is up $14.70 this morning. Gold wants money printing. Gold wants a Fed on steroids. Gold's not getting that right now. Gold continues to suffer big time, $12.50. Oil down 31 cents. I'm noticing some pretty good movement in a lot of oil stocks. I put several of them on my watch list yesterday. And may see some new buys in my portfolios this week in the oil patch. The euro is at 1.28 this morning. That's how we start the day. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the third quarter of 2013 is now underway. The second half of 2013 is now underway. Earnings season kickoff was last night. You know how the NFL, they always have that kickoff game. Sometimes it's in London or some weird place. But it's always good to see the kicker plant his foot in the ball, kick it in the end zone, and football season is back. We can monitor our little fantasy football teams and root for our team, and it's just, good to see football back when it does come. Earnings season comes around four times a year, and the traditional kickoff is always Alcoa, although I don't know why Alcoa. I mean, that's like having the Jacksonville Jaguars or some other team like this kicking off football season, but that's the way it is. Alcoa starts off. And then it starts to gather steam. Each and every day there's a few more until it reaches a feverish pitch about a week from now. And if you think about it, Alcoa is just one of thousands of companies that will be giving their quarterly reports over the next several weeks. You know, I like the transparency of publicly traded companies. They have to bear all every 3 months. They have to make for public perusal their income statement for the quarter. Here's how we did the last 3 months. Here's how much we took in sales, or otherwise known as revenues. And this is how those revenues compare with last year's comparable quarter. In other words, year over year, here's the kind of revenue growth that we've experienced at XYZ. And then they add up all of the direct expenses. Oh, all of the materials and the labor and things like this. Everything that goes into the making of whatever product it is that they make or whatever service it is that they provide. And when they add all that up, here's our expenses. And as a percent of sales, Here's our percent of sales. Maybe it's 52% of sales went to expenses, direct expenses. And then we compare that with the same quarter last year. We also compare it with the previous quarter that ended 3 months ago. Then they add up all their overhead, all the stuff that is there. No matter if they ever make a sale or not, they still got to pay the rent. They still got to keep the lights on. They still got to pay the management team and this and that. This is called overhead. These are indirect expenses. These are compared with last year. When all is said and done, hopefully they paid out less than what they took in. Now, in the case of a biotech, it's the ones that are actually profitable are in the minority, and the ones that are still burning through money trying to find a drug that they can make money from, that's the majority of the biotech companies. They're still burning and they still are losing money. Hopefully they find something before they run out of money. But they tell the truth, right? They have to tell the truth. What happens if they don't tell the truth in their earnings reports? What happens if they fluff them up a little bit? They go to jail. You know, I would love to see the same kind of transparency in our government. I have long been an advocate for a quarterly income statement coming from our Congress. Here's how much we took in of your money. We've been responsible. We've held those as sacred funds. Here's where those monies went. And look, we had a little bit left over to put towards a rainy day. Do you think we'll ever see that day here in America? No, absolutely not. And of course, the numbers from the government are fudged a little bit here and there. And boy, it's all kinds of convoluted math. Well, the unemployment rate is 7.2%, but millions of people gave up looking for jobs. We don't count them. But corporate America, we are in earnings season. This is also a time of a little bit extra volatility in the market. And I know you don't want to hear that. These triple-digit days, one way or the other, tend to be seasick-type moments, motion sickness-type moments. We've had a lot of triple-digit days recently. Ever since the word taper was uttered by our Fed president, Ben Bernanke. Well, now comes earnings season. Some companies will report. Alcoa, for instance, I believe they reported a little bit better than expected. Okay. That's like Jacksonville only losing by 18 points. And I hate to pick on Jacksonville. Our Chargers aren't much better. But that's like Jacksonville only losing by 18 points instead of the usual 24 points. Okay, Alcoa beats a little bit. The world environment for commodities right now, extremely weak. This is one of the worst sectors you can be invested in. But everybody looks at Alcoa. There's their top line sales. How did those top line sales compare with this same time last year? Did they grow or did they shrink? Alcoa is a bit of a proxy for the global economy, isn't it? In fact, we've just gotten from our government a GDP forecast, which they cut. Now they're expecting 2% growth. 2% growth this year instead of the 2.3% that they anticipated several months ago. They've cut their forecast. Can the economy survive on 2% growth? That is very, very tepid and weak growth. Very tepid, very weak. Probably not. I mean, you take away the stimulus that the Fed's been throwing in there, which is going to disappear soon, and the economy is going to be in trouble. But having said that, there's always a top 200 stocks amongst the 3,400 that I track. Right now, we've seen a big surge in the regional banks, banking stocks. In fact, as I went through my trip through the market yesterday, believe it or not, I looked at 3,400 stocks yesterday, stock charts. Yeah, I know, that's a lot of charts. I came home, my wife said, Bill, there's moving averages in your eyes tonight. Well, are you okay? There's What are those stochastics underneath your eyes and those Bollinger Bands above your chin? You've been looking at too many stock charts. Let's go to a baseball game. Okay, so I go to a baseball game. Watch my Padres lose their 10th straight game. I'm going to watch stock charts. They look a lot better right now. Many of those are hitting new highs. But what did I see in my trip through the market yesterday? I saw three groups really starting to take off here. The regional banks, obviously, which I've been talking about, they benefit. They benefit from rising interest rates. I saw a lot of oil stocks taking off yesterday. Oil's at $103 per barrel right now, if you haven't noticed. And I noticed a lot of aerospace and still those pesky drug and healthcare stocks. That's where the leadership in the market is right now. When we come back, let's examine this a little further. This is Bill Gunderson.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates and actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's get right into it here. Let's find some best stocks now. Back on May 31st, I wrote an article for the MarketWatch.com website where I try to write two or three articles a week for them. And you know what I write about? Best stocks now. And if you follow me on thestreet.com or MarketWatch, I always try to write about the most timely and best ideas that I can find at that point in time. And you know what? I mean, I see the other articles on there. I find them, you know, I don't know. I don't get any good ideas by reading those. Unless you check out my ideas. I think they're pretty doggone good. They've performed very well. Someday I'll do a study on how well my stocks that I write about for these websites have done versus the market. I think they've done pretty doggone good. Well, back on May 31st, I wrote an article titled, One of the Decade's Best Stocks, Not Named Apple. You know what? If you write an article about Apple, half the world will read it. Oh my gosh, what's he got to say about Apple? And if you write an article about an RV stock, but the RV stock is way better than Apple currently, right? Last week, I made the bold statement that I'd rather own the company that makes the container that the laptop comes in other words, the cardboard stock, than the computer stock that's inside. That's a true statement. The container board stocks have performed much better than the computer. It's so ironic. I mean, on the one hand, you've got cardboard, okay? Been around, I don't know, for how long when cardboard was invented. On the other hand, you've got this slick computer that weighs ounces and is powerful, and the stock that makes the cardboard is doing much better than the one that makes the computer. Go figure. But that's the stock market for you. Well, back when I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now, which is still available on my website, pwstreet.com, one of the stocks that I included was a company that was red hot at the time, and it's continued to be red hot. It took about a year off, though, and I kind of lost interest in it, and boy, is it coming back now. The name of the company is Priceline.com, which is now a $40 billion with the B, company. Somebody had an idea. You go online, find the hotel you want to stay at, make a bid. Maybe it'll be accepted, maybe it won't. It was a $40 billion idea. Priceline, headquartered in Norwalk, Connecticut, obviously has a website. You could make bids on flights, hotels, rental cars, cruises. All you do, go online, name your own price. You might get it. You might not. But on its way to becoming a $40 billion market cap, large cap company, it's been one of the decade's biggest winning stocks. And it continues to hit new highs. Over the last 10 years, Priceline.com, PCLN, has delivered 41% per year to investors. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with the CEO that leads that company? 40% per year. The market's averaged 5.7. Over the last 5 years, Priceline's been clicking along at 43% per year. These are total returns to investors. Stock price appreciation. Over the last 3 years, 60% returns to investors. It's taken about a year off, though. What did it do? It entered into a sideways trend. Even though the performance of the stock was still there on the long term, it lost its short-term performance or momentum. And that other requirement that I have, the stock chart, went into a sideways trend for a year. And if you listen to my show, you know that I don't like to buy sideways trends. I like to wait until they make up their mind which way they're going to break out of that sideways trend. I'm waiting for commitment. I want commitment from my stocks. I don't want wishy-washy. Well, Priceline broke out. Let me look at a chart of the stock here. Priceline broke out of that sideways trend. Oh boy, big time. Well, back in May, that's when I wrote the article. Like I say, I like to write these articles when they're timely. You might want to follow the articles. I'll have some more. I'm working on several articles this week on stocks that are timely right now. Priceline finally made the commitment, said, okay, I'm committed to an uptrend, and it's been going up ever since. It passes the performance test once again, which is a very important test. That's the momentum part of the equation, the performance part of the equation. Someone said I should call my system MVP, most valuable player, MVP, momentum, value, and performance, because I require all three. What's the V in this equation? The V is valuation. And this is where the momentum guys lose me. They don't include valuation. I was a big student of a CAN-SLIM method, the daily graphs method, which I think is probably, if I had to pick one style of investing, that's out there other than mine, I think that's probably the one that comes the closest, but it leaves out valuation. That's critical to me. Get that V in there somehow. Maybe I need to go down a few floors of my building and meet with those daily graphs people and say, you know what? Let's put value into your equation. But why should I do that? I'm doing that now with my Best Stocks Now system. Valuation is almost half of the equation. What about the valuation on Priceline? Well, it's trading at 17 times forward earnings, which is a little bit of a discount to the overall market. And this is a stock that's way better than the market, in my opinion. Priceline has been growing over the last 5 years. Let me look at what their growth rate has been. It's been nothing short of phenomenal. Over the last 5 years, 54% per year has been their growth, earnings growth. We just talked about those quarterly earnings reports. They've been cranking along at 54% per year growth. Isn't it funny how earnings growth is so closely tied to stock price appreciation, which we're all looking for? Priceline is expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. When I take the current earnings estimates, how much do you think Priceline is expected to make per share next year? Well, just for fun, let's look at Facebook. Facebook's expected to make 78 cents per share next year. Priceline.com, okay, think about that, 78 cents. Priceline's expected to make $45.39 per share in earnings next year. I still have an A grade value, an A grade performance. Out of the 3,400 stocks that I follow, Priceline is ranked number 28, and it gets a Gunder grade of A. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to lend and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we count them down every day, Monday through Friday, from Hawaii to Florida. Yeah, and everything in between. Those are the cities that we broadcast in. And if you miss any of the shows, we archive them every day to our website, which is pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, where you can download the shows on iTunes. You can also listen on the app, Best Stocks Now, which is one of the top grossing financial apps in the world. And we continue to pick up more and more followers all the time. And I believe you got something to say here at Gunderson Capital Management. We go against the grain. You may say, well, how are you a contrarian? You go with all the stocks that are doing well. Well, you know what? I watch all kinds of financial channels and I read all kinds of financial columns and newspapers. I don't see them talking about the stocks that are doing well. They're telling me to still buy gold. They're telling me to ladder bonds in here. They're telling me that the emerging markets are growing much faster than the American economy. And yet I know that the only action in this entire investment universe right now is in small cap domestic stocks, mid cap domestic stocks, and you can throw in real estate. Real estate is appreciating once again. Everything else that they talk about is a terrible place to invest, and it has been for a long time. They've been talking about gold all the way down from 1800. Peter Schiff has never shifted on his stance on gold. And Doug Kass, Jim Cramer's guru, has never shifted his stance. He's bearish on this market. All throughout this 20% run that we've had since fiscal cliff concerns. And he's not going to back down and admit he's wrong. By the time he does, it'll be time to sell the market. I don't know what they watch as their indicators, you know. Each guy's got his own thing. Looks at this indicator, that indicator. Some are contrarians. I think some are just plain stupid. To be honest with you, I don't think they look at the market that much. If Doug Kass or one of these others, Peter Schiff, sat and looked at 3,400 charts, I think they'd get a real education on the market real quickly. They go, wow. Peter Schiff would say, look at these gold stocks. I've been recommending them. They look terrible. They started looking terrible 15 months ago. They've been going down ever since. Why have I stubbornly stood by and continued to recommend these things? Anyways, look. You have to choose who you're going to follow. You get doomsday newsletters all the time in the mail. You see the doomsday prophets all over the web. You need to watch this video now and make money. The dollar's going to crash. You know, maybe someday it will. But if you invest in that now, you're getting clobbered. Absolutely clobbered. Anyways, where should you be investing? It's a pretty narrow universe right now. As I look out at the big Pacific Ocean out there, there's only a couple spots that are producing right now. Small cap domestic stocks and mid cap domestic stocks. Throw in a few large caps like Priceline, and that's your universe right now. Hey, you know what? On the one hand, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? It's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel right now. They're all congregated in one spot. So all you got to do is go to that spot, do some research. You might pull up some lunkers. I've pulled up some huge lunkers recently. One of those is a San Diego company by the name of Santaris, S-N-T-S. Just for fun, let's take a look at the newsletter. This is one of the stocks in my Best Stocks Now newsletter. This is one of the stocks that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. This is a stock that I've made a lot of money in here at Gunderson Capital Management. How did I find Santaris? Believe it or not, I didn't realize it. My son just lives a few miles from Santaris. He didn't realize it either. He passes it all the time. We found it on the app. I said, what is this thing, Stephen? This thing just continues to look better and better and better. It's got momentum. It's got performance. It's got value. And it's in the right area of the market. Not only was it a small cap domestic stock, but it was also in the biotech arena. What's been the leading sector in the market for over 1 year now? Biotech stocks. Let's see. We put Centaurus in the newsletter on January the 18th. Now, that was my birthday. I got a nice birthday present here. Centaurus, as of Friday, was up 75% since then. Okay, we bought it at $12.51. But it had a huge explosion upwards here yesterday. It's now at $12.51. Centaurus, I'm going to see if we've got a double in it yet. $23.37, not quite a double in the stock. But about an 80% gain since January the 18th. How did I find Centaurus? A stock that I had never heard of until it started showing up in my top 100 in my app. Well, it showed up because it had phenomenal performance. The stock was doing well. In fact, let's just take a quick look at where that performance stands today. Do you know over the last 12 months, the stock is up 230%? That means it's more than tripled. Do you know that over the last 3 years, the stock has doubled three times? That works out to 113% per year. What do? They develop immediate release proton pump inhibitor prescription products to treat gastrointestinal conditions. This is my stock that I've mentioned many times. I think the symbol should be BURP. B-U-R-P. I mean, come on, they're treating gastrointestinal conditions. Well, instead, their symbol is SNTS. They just didn't want to go with a clever little stock symbol. Instead, they went with the more, more widely accepted one. The stock has performed quite nicely. It has a momentum grade of A+. How about valuation, however? You know, this is one of the stocks that absolutely just knocked me to the floor because it was so cheap. It's still cheap, but now that it's up 80%, it's not as cheap as it was. Centaurus, SNTS, which is now a $1.5 billion company, located right in my backyard here in San Diego, is currently trading at 17.8 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 26% per year. That means it's got a PEG ratio that's still less than 1. The PEG ratio is 0.68. I can remember not too long ago when I was featuring Centaurus, the PEG ratio was under 0.5. It was like 0.4, somewhere around there. Anything less than 1 is favorable. But when you get down to 0.4, 0.5, that's really trading at a discount to its growth rate. So Centaurus, on the one hand, had the performance numbers that I crave so much, that I require in the stocks that I invest in. When you begin with 3,400 stocks and you narrow your list down to the top performers, that gets rid of a lot of imposters. A lot of areas of the Pacific Ocean that there's no use even passing over. We just want to go right to the spots where the fish are biting. Now, once we find those performance areas, now we want the best values from amongst those performance. Now we're really culling our stringer to only the keepers that we want, the best fish on the stringer. When we find a good one, we want to replace the one that isn't quite so good, don't we? That's called culling. Centaurus still gets a value grade of B+. Now, let's see, out of the 3,400 stocks that I own, or that I follow, Centaurus comes in at number 14 still. And it's a stock I still own in my aggressive growth accounts. I publish my model portfolio in the aggressive growth arena every single weekend. You can see it for yourself. What else does Dunderson own? This portfolio is up, as of Friday, is up 18.9% after all expenses. Before expenses, it's 20.5%, and the year is only halfway over. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I make no guarantees. I make no claims. It is what it is. You can look at it. I'm transparent, like publicly traded companies. It's pwstreet.com. We'll be back. Let's see if I can find another one before the hour's up. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where we manage a lot of money. We have some folks that want to be aggressive. We have some folks that want to be moderate. We have some folks that want to be conservative. And we have some folks that are looking for income. And in every one of those risk profiles, what do? Well, I find the best doggone stocks that I can possibly find within that risk profile. And I look at them several times during the day. Every single day, we keep our eye. We're vigilant. We watch them closely. We watch for stocks that start to roll over. Rolling over is not a good thing. It might be a good thing with a little puppy and a milk bone. But when a stock starts to roll over, you want to get out of the way. When gold started to roll over a year and a half ago, you better get out of the way because it went from 1,800 to 1,200. When the bond market started to roll over and interest rates spiked up by 1%, the bond market quickly lost 12%, just like that. And what's the future for the bond market? When things start to roll over, you got to get out of the way. Same as equities and stocks. You have to have an exit strategy. Okay, I want to tell a little story about a company that has turned into a huge winner over the years. I would say 10 years ago, I was onto a stock that was next to the University of Utah that had a new BRAC test, genetic testing for breast cancer. The name of the company was Myriad Genetics. And I actually wrote up some research reports back then. It ended up being a cutting-edge company. I mean, it's in the news today with Angelina Jolie and everything. And but while I was there in Salt Lake City, I visited another company not too far from there that was just kind of getting started as a publicly traded stock on the NASDAQ. And it was named USANA. And I actually, you know, kind of knew from a distance some of the principles in the company and the history of it. And it was a multi-level vitamin company, all right? You know, how many of those have come along over the years? But, hey, the stock was doing very well. And I visited the company at that time. This is about 10 years ago, I guess. And was very impressed with what they did. But I've always had a jaded eye towards multi-level companies, publicly traded ones. Look at the problems that Herbalife's had over the years. And some of the others that have come and gone. But I've always kept my eye kind of on USANA. And when it showed up as the number one stock on my app recently, I took another hard look at the stock. Well, you know what? It's done pretty well. Over the last 5 years, USANA has delivered 22% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 5. Over the last 3 years, USANA's delivered 24% per year, while the market's delivered 15. USANA's up 83% over the last 12 months. It's my guess. We're doing some research on USANA these days, and we may have a story out on it soon, is that it's international growth. China, Latin America, as these people learn to have a second income, you know, inviting people to meetings and getting them on supplements. Hey, whatever it takes. Look, I just invest in the stocks, right? I currently own USANA amongst the aggressive stocks in my aggressive growth portfolio, which has done so well this year. It passes the performance test with flying colors. The valuation test, the stock is still extremely cheap. The stock is trading at 13 times forward earnings right now with an annual growth rate of 18%. It's trading at a big discount to its growth rate. Peg ratio is 0.71. When I take a five-year target price, take the earnings estimates of USANA, which are $5.91, grow them by 18% per year over the next 5 years, I come up with a pretty lofty target price. USANA meets my valuation test. USANA meets my performance test. Now, what's the last one? The last test is the chart of the stock. I should have caught it back in mid-April when it broke out. I wish I would have, because it shot up from there. Then it started going sideways again, and it's recently broken out again. I do own the stock in my aggressive growth accounts. My wife went to she's got a couple daughters going to college up in that area. She visited them recently, and she went to a performance. I said, well, where's the performance? She says, it's at the USANA Amphitheater. I guess now they're big enough. Look, when you've got an amphitheater named after you, we have one in San Diego. I believe it's the Coors Amphitheater, where a lot of top acts perform. We just had Fleetwood Mac here in San Diego. And USANA has their own amphitheater now. So USNA is another example. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. It's also a small cap domestic stock. You know, on the one hand, I don't like to see the leadership in the market as narrow as it is right now. But on the other hand, you know, if you're fishing a big lake and the fish are spawning in one area of the lake, it's a lot easier to find them. You know exactly where to go to find them. And I mean, the market right now, it's domestic. Forget about Brazil, forget about China, forget about Japan, forget about Mexico. Yeah, you go vacation there, but don't buy stocks there right now. That narrows it down, okay? Now, from there, it's small cap and mid cap stocks, which makes the hunting all that much easier. You're buying mutual funds. There's a lot of small cap growth mutual funds out there, small cap value. If you're in the ETF market, you go 2-1, small caps right now. Until it's over, it ain't over till it's over. It continues to be that area of the market. And I would say right now you can eliminate every single other asset class, including commodities, including bonds, including precious metals, including foreign, emerging, international stocks. That's why I'm not a proponent of asset allocation. If you're going to spend 8 hours on a lake, why do you want to cover the whole darn lake? Fish where the fish are biting. And that's where they're biting right now. All right, if you want to get my newsletter, pwstreet.com, it goes out every week. If you're interested in talking to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.